What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi, everyone, dear listeners. I'm your host, Saskia Roel, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and get all fired up about what happens when you say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. And today I have such an amazing guest, and I can't talk highly enough about him. We're going to have such a great show with our expert, David Paul Doyle, who's going to talk about his book, When God Spoke to Me, and their inspiring stories of ordinary people who have received divine guidance and wisdom. This book is phenomenal, and I was just telling David Paul, if I had been a bit more smart, I would have delivered my story in time, I would even probably have been in there, and I know this is going to be so exciting, and I can't wait for David Paul Doyle to talk about it. Normally, we have our soul-guided moment in this show at the last part of the show, but today I want to give that moment to David Paul Doyle, who's going to teach you how to extend love to your thoughts and shift any area of your life. So please stay tuned until the end, because you are in for a special treat. So this is Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, live on every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And every week you'll hear the most gifted experts and coaches to give you tools and techniques and proven methods to help you live your dream out loud. And I want to remind you that I'm now offering a 21-day free training. This program has always been sold and used as the crucial part of my high-end coaching. Now I've transformed it into a home study for free. So go get that free training so you can step on the path of living your dream out loud. Go to yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. Well, this story is all about lifting up your soul and how to bring out your unique potential. So what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to your soul? Well, today, our special guest, David Paul Doyle, is here to tell you a lot about listening to that deep voice of guidance. Let's introduce David Paul Doyle. David Paul Doyle has dedicated his life to helping others to hear God's voice within them. He's traveled worldwide, conducted seminars, workshops on how to hear God's voice. He's the creator of the best-selling book, When God Spoke to Me, the inspiring stories of ordinary people who have received divine guidance and wisdom. He is also the co-author of The Voice for Love, Accessing Your Inner Voice to Fulfill Your Life Purpose. His heart lies in teaching. His passion is to reach as many people as possible with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he hopes that this book of collected stories from people all around the world have experienced communication with God will inspire you to want to learn more about hearing God's voice and recognize the many paths that maybe you already hear it. Well, needless to say that he's very spiritual, but I have digged into some fun facts about him, proving that he is very earthy too. David Paul Doyle traveled around the world in 2005, and he sailed the South Pacific on a 54-foot Viking ship. Well, the funny part is here, he ended up broke, and he had to beg and plead his way home. It took him 3 weeks. Another fun fact is that he is a surf bum. He lived in Hawaii for several years after college, waiting tables and serving as often as he could. And here comes a really funny fact that I want to hear more about. Probably he's already smiling, thinking that he knows what I'm going to say. When David Paul lived UC Berkeley, he lived with 64 women in the Chi Omega sorority, working as a house brother for 3 years. I'm very, very curious what that was all about. But welcome, David Paul Doyle. I can't wait to bring you on.
Oh, you've got me laughing here. Thanks so much for having me, Saskia. I really appreciate it. And I forgot all about those fun facts, so it was funny listening to them.
Yeah, so tell me, I mean, everybody's probably really wanting to know what that was with those. Living with 64 women, it seems like a man's dream. What was this about?
I just got lucky, you know. My roommate in college got this job working in the sorority, and so I got a job there, and then one thing led to another, and there had to be someone to kind of overwatch the house, you know, just for security purposes and just make sure everything's going okay. And so for 3 years, my good friend and I lived in this sorority house in college, and it was a pretty good job. Free room and board, and they actually paid me.
Wow. Well, David Paul Doyle, I mean, I say what happens when you open the door to your soul and start living, you know, your calling. I mean, in your life, there was a point when you opened that door and, you know, you basically changed your whole life around. You had a complete different plan. And you started to listen. Can you share with us about that?
Well, you know, there's a couple of times it happened, but I think the time you're referring to when I was driving in a car.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was actually going to the Air Force Academy at the time, and right out of high school, and I spent 2 years there, loved every moment of it, and during the summer between my sophomore and junior year, I was just riding in a car with my buddies, and I loved the saxophone and this Kenny G song came on, and I wasn't even thinking about anything. I wasn't on a spiritual path. I wasn't reading spiritual books. I wasn't doing anything. I mean, I was a cadet. I loved it. But the blue, this huge wave of love just overwhelmed me. I mean, literally, it felt like a wave just hit me. And in the spark of a single instant, this voice in my head said, you know, if I was an old man on my deathbed, what would I have done with my life to have had absolutely no regrets? And this question was just so right there. And I said, and immediately I knew in my heart that it had nothing to do with being a pilot, you know, a fighter pilot, which is what I was training to do. I just knew it right in my soul. And I go, oh, my God. And then I literally asked the question, well, what would I do with my life? And this vision came into my mind. Of writing books that impacted people's lives all over the world, and I just saw this picture of all this light kind of emanating and connecting with other lights. And I knew in that moment that my life was different. You know, I turned to my two academy buddies, and I said, oh, my God, you guys, you're never going to believe what just happened to me. And I told them the whole story. And we were on a long road trip, and we talked for like 3 hours about the whole topic. And they shared with me what, you know, they went through the same question. And one of them left the academy with me, and one said, nope, this is my calling to be a fighter pilot. And he went on to be an F-15 pilot. So, but I had no idea what I'd be writing about. I wasn't on the spiritual path, but that started my spiritual path. And I spent many, many years after that seeking and finding, you know, that calling.
So is that, David Paul, how you got the inspiration, too, for writing that book, you know, when you hear God's voice?
Actually, no. It's not the source of the inspiration. I spent the next several years seeking, and my wife, my best friend at the time, she had started hearing the Holy Spirit within her in a real distinct and conversational way. We were both studying A Course in Miracles, and she started hearing that voice within her. And over the course of many years, I was asking questions through that voice for help and guidance and support. And then eventually, we got married 4 or 5 years after that, and that voice just gave us so much inspiration and guidance and communication and really transformed our lives. And once I started learning how to hear that voice for myself in a really clear way, you know, my wife and I started teaching people how to hear that voice for themselves. And we did that full time for, you know, 5 or 6 years. And then I realized that so many people still believed that they couldn't do it. And I didn't want people to think that, you know, that they weren't hearing God's voice already. But I think after teaching for a number of years and traveling around the country, I wanted to put out a book that really showed people that they're already hearing God's voice in lots of ways. Sure, they may not hear a conversational voice in their head, but they hear that voice, they hear that truth and that love and that guidance in lots of different ways. And I think that was my motivation for the book.
Wow. And do you, I mean, not everybody's familiar with God. Are there other words that are meaning the same, like source or soul?
Exactly. I happen to just feel comfortable with that vocabulary, but for me, God is all that is, source, creator, the Tao, I am that I am, universal mind, cosmic consciousness, father, mother. I don't really care what words people use, because the words don't change anything. You know, they're just words that we're comfortable with and that kind of lead us to this infinite idea. You know, it's really an idea of the infinite, the all-encompassing. And whatever word works for you for that, I think is great.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody can, you know, relate and has a certain way, like how you call it. I talk about universe and soul, but it's in the end, it's the same, and it's the connection you make to that. But I'm thinking we're almost going to a break, so I really want to explore more about this topic, and after the break, you know, talk about the most common ways that people can hear God's voice. So let's talk about that a little more in a few minutes. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia and our special guest, David Paul Doyle. We're going to go on a quick break. And when we come back, David Paul Doyle will inspire you even more and talk about the most common ways that people can hear God's voice. And for anyone of you who are listening, if you feel stuck or you wonder how to break through your procrastination or you want to live your dream out loud, make sure during the break, go to my website, www.yoursoulguidance.com, and get your free 21-day training. If you want to find out more about how David Poldoit can help you, go to www.thevoiceforlove.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Hey, dear listeners, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. My special guest today is David Paul Doyle, who is talking with us about his book, When God Spoke to Me. And what I forgot to mention in the introduction is that in 2 weeks, his new book comes out. And I want to have him talk about that a little bit. And before we continue, I want to make sure everybody knows how to connect with you, David Paul. So can you please share your website and your new book that's coming out in 2 weeks?
Yeah, my website's called thevoiceforlove.com, all spelled out in words, thevoiceforlove.com. And my new book coming out, I'm really excited about. It's called Five Steps to Hearing God's Voice. And believe it or not, my wife and I have been teaching this five-step process for the past 8 years full-time. And we've put out these teaching in every format you can imagine, but we've never written a book. We've been teaching it in workshops, and it's on DVDs and CDs and teleclasses and all kinds of things, but we finally put it into a book. And I'm actually really glad it's taken us this long, because we've learned so much about how to teach this process, which was given to us from the Holy Spirit, and it just works phenomenally. If you want to learn how to hear that voice within you in a really distinct and conversational way, that's what the five steps are for. And I just think that having taught it now for so many years, we were really able to make the book as good as it can possibly be, and I feel really proud, and I'm happy it's finally getting out there.
Well, I'm sure that it will trigger a lot of interest, that book. But I want to talk with you a little more about what are the most common ways that people hear God's voice? Because as you said, they might be already hearing it and have no idea that they are.
Yeah, well, the truth is they are hearing it. And I think hearing God's voice isn't just about hearing a loud voice in your head. Really, every single time we are restored to the consciousness of God, and that's really a place of unconditional love, truth, peace, connection, wholeness, you know, all the different qualities of God. Whenever we're restored to that in our experience, that is what God's voice does. That's the function of the Holy Spirit, is to restore us. So the consciousness that inspired us and supported us and helped us to make that transition only comes from that voice within. And it can come in so many different ways. It can come as a feeling. It can come as an emotion. It can come as just a thought in your mind. It could come through watching a movie, reading a book, listening to the radio, you know, having a best friend say something inspiring. And, of course, it can come just in that real quiet place within in meditation or walking in nature. So I think people are being restored to that consciousness all the time. They just don't say to themselves, oh, I just heard God's voice. And so they just pigeonhole, you know, put God's voice in a little box that makes it seem as if they don't hear it, but they actually are all the time.
Why do we ignore that voice?
You know, I think most of us are just in the habit of thinking through the filters of the ego, you know, thinking from a place of judgment and fear. I mean, the ego just does that. The ego is constantly judging everything, constantly evaluating everything, and operates from a place of fear. It's just going on in our minds, and we're just in the habit of listening to it and believing it and identifying with it. And it's just what we become comfortable with and what we become used to. And it takes time and effort and attention and consistency and practice to choose differently. Mm-hmm. And that's really what a spiritual practice is all about, is developing that practice to choose differently so that we can see the world differently and restore ourselves to the awareness of truth and love.
Yeah, what I've experienced, and I don't know if that's your experience too, but if you listen and follow that guidance, that apparently everything seems to line up and it works in your favor. When I heard that voice within said, okay, Saskia, it's time to leave. I mean, we have five little kids and both are entrepreneurs. And I listened. I've always listened to that voice. That's my life story. But then it was just amazing how everything lined up. I mean, it was like really, it's like the steps are, I mean, I won't say it's like super easy, but it's like, yeah, the doors open, and you follow that path and you see that it's so amazing to step through that. And actually, I mean, we left Holland and we just came to America like the pilgrims. And I must say, I felt like so supported, like this was the part of the bigger plan. And do you experience that too?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because people need to be motivated. You know, why should I want to hear this voice? What's it going to do for me? And that's the truth is, you know, God's love. Think about it this way. God is just filled with love and peace and grace and comfort and support and knows the big picture. So when you connect with that flow, with that guidance, with that flow of love and support, how... You know, that's the only thing that can happen, you know, just the ease and the grace and the support and the connection. It's like, you know, it is a part of that divine plan, that greater plan. And so all of our lives are so much simpler and more graceful and filled with support when we connect to that word of God within that flow of love within us that is that voice.
Yeah, I totally believe that. And is it our mind that stops us?
Absolutely. That's all that can stop us is a thought in our mind that we believe.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. We believe a thought and then the door gets shut.
Yeah.
So and we're always connecting. The thing is, we're always connected with God. We're always connected with love. It just depends upon if we're aware of it or not. So the thought, it doesn't stop our connection with God. It doesn't stop our connection with love, but it stops our awareness of it. So God is always right there, support is always right there, guidance is always right there, but with our thinking, we either open the awareness to that or close it.
I totally agree, because I feel everybody who's listens can probably relate to it. If you're disconnected from your deep self and from that connection to God, to Source, I mean, your relationships don't work, your job doesn't fulfill you, Your health might not be good. It shows up in every area, the disconnect. And I think in this time, there's nothing more important to get that connection back. So to relate that back to your book, is that part of the stories, David Pohl, where people tell about how they were connected to hearing that voice?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's story is different. I went for diversity in this book. I wanted to show people how diverse the experience really is. So there's actually 33 different ways in the book that people experience hearing that voice. Everyone tells their story, but there's a moment of hearing that voice and then the outcome of it. And so there's 70 just really inspiring stories from people from all walks of life, different religions, different backgrounds, different, you know, experiences. And so I think at the end of the book, you really get a sense of how pervasive this experience is. And yet, you know, there's not a lot of permission, I think, in our society to talk about it, because it's kind of like religion and politics. You just kind of don't talk about it with friends. It ruffles feathers, and there's too polarizing. And so it's scary for people to say, oh, hey, let's talk about God, or, hey, you know, let me share this experience of hearing God's voice with you. It's like your friends are just going to go roll their eyes and kind of be like, uh-oh, you know. And even our families don't want to hear about that stuff. My family doesn't want to hear about it. You know, they're not into this stuff, and a lot of families aren't. So sometimes it's difficult to find anybody that you can really share this with. So.
Yeah, and it's so broad. I mean, if it's like people think only about like God, you got to go to the church and that's where you hear God. And then, I mean, you bring it wide open like this. There's all these different ways that you can hear God and can talk with God. Can you talk with God?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you are talking to God when you hear in all those ways. And yes, at the same time, you know, we can hear a very distinct and conversational voice within us, which is, you know, what my wife and I teach. So it's just a different way of doing it. But, you know, yes, I love that method, and yet all methods restore us to love and to peace. And, you know, they're all wonderful. You know, the analogy I like to use is, you know, you wouldn't want to have just one kind of relationship with somebody. You wouldn't want to be able to just write letters with your mate. You know, what if you could never spend time with them? What if you couldn't curl up on the couch or take a nice walk or go play and have fun or, you know, take a vacation? And we like to connect and share our experiences with one another in lots and lots of different ways. So I say have it all. You know, don't just pick one method of communicating with God. Enjoy them all.
I love that. Well, we're going to talk about that a little more. We're almost going into a break. This is Saskia. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And when we come back, our special guest, David Paul Doyle, will talk more about why it's difficult to receive clear and recognizable guidance or communication from God. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Welcome back, all of you listeners. So tell me, is your soul talking to you yet? Because when you ignore your soul might do some crazy things to get your attention. So if you like to open that door to your soul and begin to live the life you secretly dream about, get started. I'm offering now for free a 21-day training. And you can get that instantly, free access at www.yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. Today we have our special guest, David Paul Doyle, talking about his book, When God Spoke to Me. And we're having such an enjoyable conversation. I mean, I so enjoy it, and I'm sure you enjoy it too. And what we were talking before the break, David Paul, was about why is it difficult for people to receive clear and communication and guidance from God, or how do they miss that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but I think that some of the biggest ones is that, first of all, most people, when they think about hearing God's voice, they think about hearing a voice in their head. So they close their eyes, or even if they don't close their eyes, they're like listening for something outside themselves, and that's right there the crux of the problem, because God is not outside of us. That divine connection or that divine consciousness is not other than who we are. It's not separate from us. So when we listen for it with this intention to hear something other than our own true self, we miss it. And so really a big shift in awareness is really recognizing that it is your true voice, and you're going deeper within yourself in order to hear God's voice. And so I think that's the number one reason. And well, one of the number one reasons. Another one, though, is that most people wait to want to get guidance and communication when they're like in the throes of agony, you know, when they're hitting bottom, when they're desperate, when they're afraid and angry and hurt. And it's very difficult without practice, you know, unless you have a developed a skill. But when you're in that deep, dark place to be able to connect with the divine within you, because we're so identified and attached with all that pain. And so I think that's one of the reasons why we try to proactively teach people how to hear this voice, because once you develop that skill, then you can tap into that voice within under any circumstance, even if you're having a difficult time. But without that practice, and people just, you know, they hit bottom and they try to seek it, it's pretty darn hard for most people to just all of a sudden connect with that divinity when they're in so much pain.
You know, I totally relate to that. And people have asked me, Like, how come you had such trust and faith to follow that voice within? But when I hear your story, I think, you know, I practiced from when I was a little girl and always listened. But what I saw, that I was always supported. I mean, it was always, no matter where I was or what I did. I mean, I've traveled over, you know, in 55 countries all over the world and had so many adventures, which, you know, some people called it adversities, but I call it adventures, because I felt so guided. I felt so protected. And it wasn't like, you know, I have to wait for a crisis, but because I knew there was a bigger support out there. It wasn't like, you know, I have to wait for Mr. God, who is this guy on a cloud. It's inside of me, and I can tap inside of me. And that's why I'm so passionate about this show, to help people connect to that, to that voice within, because your life begins to become so adventurous and abundant. And, you know, that's what you're talking about too. But David Paul, why are people associating God so often with a guy or a man?
You know, I just think it's history and culture. I mean, with the Bible and, you know, thousands of years of using, you know, in the English language we use he and she. There's other languages that don't have those pronouns. And I just think our Western society, Christian-based, is just, we get conditioned to think of it in that term, in those terms and in those ways. And in some ways, it's not helpful. I mean, you know, it kind of programs us from an early age to just think of God as something outside of ourselves and something male, when that's not the case.
Yeah, yeah. What are now steps, if you know, everybody's probably very inspired here, steps that people can take right now to hear God's voice?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously countless different ways people, you know, steps people could take. But I think some of the biggies is just getting yourself to slow down. We live in such a fast-paced society. We're all juggling 20 balls at once and, you know, running around doing it. And I think that if you can just stop for a moment and take some deep breaths and slow down and try to get connected, that's a huge, huge first step. I also think, here's a big shift is, and we're actually going to talk about this, I think, in a little bit, but yeah, getting ourselves to embrace what is, you know, instead of trying to fight what's happening in our own experience or out in the world, to embrace it, to join with it, because that's really where love exists, is in the joining and in the acceptance and in the embracing. And I think that's a huge shift that we can make in just the way we're relating to our lives or the way we're relating to our experience, that can really put us in touch with that unconditional love within us. Asking questions is another huge thing. Most people don't ask. They get into trouble, or not trouble, but like they get into a challenging situation, or they get into an emotional state, and they actually don't seek guidance. They're not, maybe they don't believe they can, or maybe they're just not in the habit of seeking guidance and direction or communication. But asking is huge, and that's one of the things I noticed in the book, is that every single person who had an experience of hearing God's voice actually consciously asked on, you know, in those stories. There was a moment when they said, you know what, I need help, I can't do this on my own, or however they worded it, and they were open in that moment to something greater than themselves, you know, greater than that pain, I should say. And so those are some of the most important things that we can do.
You know, it makes me think, because the asking, we don't ask. And what I once realized myself is that I'm good in asking, like, the big things, you know, for big stuff. But then I forget to ask for small stuff. And one day I was in this retreat, and my husband was away, and my daughter was going to babysit. We have 5 kids, and the youngest kids were, I think, on some kind of soccer training or soccer camp. And I thought I had it figured out perfectly. Everybody was getting rides and all of that. And at 10 o'clock at night, I'm sitting in a spiritual retreat on a mountain in New Hampshire, and I get a phone call. Mom, can you pick us up? Wait. No, I can't pick you up, guys. I had told you should have asked for a ride. You know, these so-and-so would bring you. And I kind of panicked, and I was like, oh, no. you know, I didn't know who to turn to and what to do. And before that, in the workshop, we had talked about asking for guidance. And I thought, see, it didn't even cross my mind in that moment to ask, like, God, help us out here. And I was aware of that. In that split second, I thought, going from the panic mode, like, there's two little guys standing on the parking lot behind the high school. How are they going to get back? And in that moment, I asked, I said, okay, God, please help here. Show up. I can't do anything from here. And it was so amazing. 10 minutes later, I got a phone call and my sons called me up and they said, Mom, it was so weird. Suddenly, this car showed up at the parking lot. I mean, everybody was gone. And this is Mrs. Scatterday. And she said, do you guys need a ride? And I was like, see, it works. It's
exactly.
Just little things we can do it too. So
ask.
David Paul, I mean, you have interviewed like hundreds and hundreds of people over the years about their experience with hearing God's voice. What are the primary things that you have found in common between all of them?
Good question. First of all, they all had a desire to hear that voice. It may not have always been conscious, but some part of them wanted to hear it. We really can't hear that voice unless we have the desire. God doesn't have an agenda for what we do. God doesn't have an agenda that we hear his guidance. He just loves us and sees, you know, the truth of who we are. He's our perfection. So it's really up to us to want to hear that guidance and to ask for it. And then secondly, there was always a moment in these stories where people were, there was a moment of surrender and a moment of willingness. So I think all three of those things need to be there. You have to have the desire. You need to ask on some level, and that could just be a part of your desire, but you have to ask on some level, even if it's an intention, and then you have to be willing and surrender. And those dynamics right there, combined together, they help us release our hold on the ego's way of thinking, whether it's a belief, a judgment, and a fear-based emotion. They help us release that, and in that moment, we open up to receiving communication or wisdom or love or peace or whatever form that divine consciousness is coming to us. And so those are all the things in common that I saw in the stories.
Gosh, yeah, I know. I mean, I've read the book, but it's so fantastic. I mean, it's so inspiring. We need that confirmation. I mean, that's still, you know, in my life where I trust deeply, but I am so inspired to hear confirmation over and over. But we're almost going to take a break, and when we return, we're going to have some really, really powerful stuff coming up, because David Paul Doyle is going to guide you to a very powerful exercise to shift any area in your life or challenge you have. So stay tuned. This is Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we will be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Did you know? know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. And our special guest, David Paul Doyle, is going to do a really powerful exercise with us. So what I want to say is if you can stay a few more minutes in the quiet after the show to have the full effect of this exercise, I would say absolutely do. But before we go into this beautiful exercise, I would love for David Paul Doyle to share about his new book and to share where you can connect with him and anything else that, you know, you want to let the listeners know.
Thank you. The new book is called Five Steps to Hearing God's Voice. And it's not released yet, but it will be released in 2 weeks. And I just encourage you to go to our website, thevoiceforlove.com, and just get on our mailing list. And that's the best way to hear about it. I'll be announcing it to my own mailing list in 2 weeks.
Mm.
So, yeah. Well, and all I can say is it's definitely the most powerful book that we've ever written to give people a very specific method for hearing that voice within them as a real distinct and conversational voice. And we've been teaching it for almost 10 years now. And it's just a really, really powerful process. So I'm just excited to get it out there in print format, and it's the cheapest format we have. So it's great.
Mm.
Yeah, when I say cheap, I just mean inexpensive. You know, for $20, you can learn these five steps, and so I'm really, really happy to make that possible for people.
Wow, $20 and change your life around. Isn't that a steal? Absolutely. Well, David Paul, I would love for you to share this exercise. So everybody who's listening, you know, get ready, and I'm handing it over to you, David Paul.
Okay. So this exercise is called Extending Love to Your Thoughts. And as Saskia said, when we're finished, I'd like you to just close your eyes for 5 minutes and practice this exercise. Let me quickly describe it to you. When you close your eyes when you start doing this, any single thing that you become aware of, I want you to call a thought. It could be a sound that you hear, a bus driving by, your dog barking, the air conditioner, doesn't matter. It could be an emotion you're feeling, a sadness or fear or happiness or joy. we're going to call those thoughts. It could be a physical sensation, maybe a kink in your neck, or maybe your foot fell asleep, or you feel pressure on your chest. We're going to call that a thought. If you have a picture of someone you know, a spouse, a friend, or you just visualize something, we'll call that a thought. So the point is every single thing that you become aware of on any level, no matter how subtle it is, even if it's your, you know, a tingling on your skin, we're going to call that a thought. And I'd like you to extend love to whatever thoughts you become aware of. Now, extending love can happen in a lot of different ways. You could literally feel your love going out to that thought. You could visualize your love going out to it, whether you see white or golden light or hearts going out to that thought. You could. Some people are kinesthetic, and they like to imagine holding or rocking those thoughts in their arms. Now, there's so many different qualities of love, and I call these flavors of love. You can pick any flavor of love that you want as well. You could extend compassion. You could extend kindness. You could extend a blessing. You could extend gratitude. So any other quality of love or flavor of love that you want, you can extend to these thoughts. And remember, the thoughts are everything that you become aware of. Emotions, sensations, vision, something you hear, something you smell. Doesn't matter what it is. Now, there's a difference between extending love to your thoughts and loving your thoughts. Because some people will say, well, I don't want to love my anger. Or, you know, they think of their next-door neighbor who maybe got, you know, cut down their tree on their property or something. And I don't want to extend love to my neighbor. And I said, well, you're not extending love to that person. You're not loving that person, or you're not loving the anger. You're extending love to the thought of that person, and you're extending love to that thought in your mind of the anger or that feeling of the anger. So I'm not asking you to love your thoughts. I'm asking you to extend love to your thoughts, and there's a big difference. In addition, you don't want to extend love with an agenda. Just extend love to them with no agenda and just see what happens when you do that. Finally, if you have a whole bunch of thoughts that all come into your mind at once, it doesn't matter which one you pick. Even if you're aware of a lot of different things, just pick one thought and just extend love to it. And then if another thought comes, just extend love to that. And see what happens when you do this. I don't want to give anything away, so I'll let your experience be your teacher. But as a quick recap, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And whatever you become aware of, we're going to call a thought. And just extend love in whatever flavor you want, whether it's extending compassion or kindness or generosity or a blessing or gratitude, or literally just feeling your love. Extend your love to those thoughts, regardless of the form of the thought, and just see what happens when you do. And that's the exercise. And I will tell you that that is really the tip of the iceberg of this process. And, in fact, I'm going to be teaching the whole process online for free in just a couple of weeks in conjunction with my book launch. So if you do get on our mailing list, you'll get access to a free video series I've put together. And one of the exercises that I walk you through is a full version of this. But try this out right now. Take 5 minutes and see what happens when you extend love to your thoughts. And that's it.
That's beautiful, David Paul. So you can do this. I mean, you can take any area in your life. If it's money issues, or if it's your lover, or you're going bankrupt, it doesn't matter. It works for whatever area.
That's right. Every single thought serves the same purpose in this world. It gives us the opportunity to extend love.
And the way to extend love, if, you know, I'm very visual, so I would do it like, you know, there's a certain thought, and I'm sending all this beautiful pink light around that thought. Is that a way that we could do it?
Absolutely. A lot of people are visual, and that's a perfect way. Some people are auditory. They love to literally verbalize their love. They could say, I love you, or I bless you, or thank you. I happen to be very emotionally oriented, so I love to just feel my love going out. And it doesn't matter the form or expression of the love. It's the content, the intention behind the love that matters, not the form or expression it takes.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. I'm sure everybody can benefit from this this exercise because it's so easy. I mean, you can do it in the car, you can do it anywhere, and I think we can teach it our children.
Absolutely. We taught our daughter when she was only about 4 years old, and we still do it with her all the time. And it is a very simple, powerful thing. But I will tell you, whoever's listening right now, you have to do the exercise to get the experience. It's not something I want you to walk away with going, oh, that's a great idea. I really want you to sit and practice it because that's where you get the powerful experience.
Well, I everything, you know, we got to practice. And I want to say to everybody, as you're listening here, you have the power to change your life. You have the power to shift your life right now. Don't wait till tomorrow to live your dream. Really get started. And what I want to give back to you, again, this is my beautiful home study now. It was my high VIP coaching program. That's a home study now. It's for free. So go get there, the 21-day free training at www.yoursoulguidance.com. And at this moment, I want to thank my special guest, David Paul Doyle, for sharing such great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with me. I had a wonderful time, and I'm sure you too. Please join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, at 2 p.m. Central, and 12 Pacific time. Next week, I will have Amethyst Wildfire. Have a great week, and I will see you back next week. Thank you all.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your soul guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.